Blog Talk Radio.
Calling all the way out of Richmond, Virginia, with my co-host, Teddy. Teddy, tell everybody, hey, how you doing?
Hey, y'all know who it is. It's Teddy P calling out of the 757. What's going on?
All right, and tonight we have a special guest. When I say special, I mean we have a special. A special guest tonight. She is a lesbian author. She writes poetry, and she is an exceptional writer, and she will really take you in deep. And she's also, I'm not going to tell you where she's at. I'm going to let her tell you where she's at. But I want everybody to welcome Miss Unique to She's On Radio.
So, hi.
So, Miss Unique, tell us a little bit about yourself, honey.
I'm in Japan right now, stationed overseas. I'm working on 3 different books. I've been writing since I was like 10 years old, so it's always been a passion. And that's about it.
What gives you the drive to write? Like, what are mostly your writings about?
Life experiences, things that I've gone through, things that I go through on a daily basis, especially dealing with the people I deal with and just past things that have happened. It just, writing has always been an outlet for me.
Okay. So tell me about your Japan experience. Like, I think everybody wants to know about how is it over there. Like, give us the inside. Let us know exactly what it is it about.
Japan is a beautiful country. The people are just wonderful. They're so kind, and they don't even know you, and they'll, like, go out of their way to help you in any way. The food is awesome. Very fattening, but it's awesome. The earthquakes will kind of get you, though. You'll be sleeping and wake up to an earthquake just out the blue. We're still trying to rebuild Tokyo in a way from the tsunami that happened last year, so we've been working on that out here lately. Other than that, Japan is just a great place to be. The crime rate is pretty much zero, so if I could live out here, I would.
That sounds somewhere we need to go, Teddy.
I know, right? Get on the plane for like half a day.
Now I'm thinking about getting in a boat.
Well, you be on that boat by yourself. I'll take a plane.
You gonna go swimming with me. You gonna swim this country with me. You hear me? Don't play with me. Acting all crazy. Like, she don't want to swim with KC.
I didn't say all that. I ain't swimming in that water.
So, Miss Unique.
Yes.
Quick question.
Okay.
How has education prepared you for your career? The military, the poetry, the everything that you do. Like, how has education been a part of that? Or has it been at all?
Well, I graduated high school 2008, went into the Navy a month later. I started taking college courses back in 2009, and then I stopped after I had my daughter. And now I'm just now getting back into college, going back to school for a double major in sociology and criminal justice. And education has played a part because it's just, it's given me more of a drive, you know. It's opening more doors. I'm learning new things along the way. So it definitely contributes to my writing.
Hmm. So do you have any upcoming projects that you're working on or anything that you would like to share with She's On Radio, the listeners, the viewers, everybody that's tuned in right now?
I'm working on 3 different books. The first one is just a compilation of my poetry. The second one is When a Good Femme Goes Bad, She's Gone Forever. And then the third one is called Stud Brothers. And I'm thinking about starting a 4th one soon.
So can we hear a little bit? Since you are a freelance writer, and tonight is based upon sex. If you are under the age, please close your ears right now. Thank you, management. since tonight is good about sex, I think everybody would love to hear a little bit of your work. Like could you give us something freelance based on that erotica, that sexual experience?
I sure can.
Uh-oh.
Like I said, if you're under the age of 18, please. Please exit the show.
Gotta go.
Okay. I had a really bad day, and I'm looking to relieve some tension. My husband is home, in the bed under the covers, sleeping soundly. I walk into the room with my stiletto heels on and a 3-piece black suit with my Darion cologne. I rip off the covers, and I turn her on her back. I climb on top of her, placing her hands above her head. She looks up at me with confusion in her eyes, and I say, I have had the worst fucking day in the world, and you are sleeping? I don't want to sleep. I want to fuck. She smiles and says, okay. I rip off her white beater and throw it to the floor. She gets pissed off and says, that cost $5 damn, and that was my good one. I said, shut the fuck up. Are you bitching over a fucking white beater? If you that damn mad, prove it. But I don't think you want to do that because mommy is the one bending that ass over today. I tell her to get that ass on all fours and throw it up in the air. Hesitantly, she obeys, and she totes it up. I spread her lips and slowly move my tongue up and down her clit while smacking that ass at the same time. Her legs start to shake. I slide my tongue into her gushy wetness and tongue fuck her until she damn near collapses on my face. I turn her on her back and lick my tongue from her clit to her nipples, gently sucking on each one. Then I place a sweet kiss on her lips, allowing her to taste a little of her own juices. I slide my hand down her stomach and slowly finger that pussy. I started off with one, but I slid in another. She starts grinding her hips on my fingers. Moans of pure ecstasy are heard throughout the room. I pick up the pace until she comes all over my hand. I place my fingers in her mouth and she sucks all the juices from my drenched fingers. I get up and remove my clothing all the way down to my bra and thong. I go into the closet, and to my surprise, I find her strap hanging in the back. So I decided to strap up. I walk back into the room, and her eyes damn near fell out the socket. I asked her, was she scared, and she said, man, nah, I ain't scared. You don't know what you're doing anyway. I laughed and said, okay, spread them nice and wide. She laid on her back grinning like I was a novice at this. I lubricated the 8-inch strap, and I slowly slid it in. Paying close attention to her facial expressions, I knew I had hit that spot. I kept a slow pace at first, not too fast to make her come early, but at just the right pace to where she was on the verge, but not quite there yet. She digging her nails in my back, her moans are getting louder. Her pussy's so wet it sounds like I'm diving into a waterfall with every stroke. I pull out and change positions, 360 on that ass. I told her to bend her legs and keep them bent. I position myself to where my ass is facing her face and her legs are resting on my ass. I slap the strap back in and I start stroking fast, hard, and long. She grips the sheets and her legs become tense. Her moans are turned into screams and all I hear is, damn, baby, damn. I said, nah, you said I wasn't gonna know what I was doing, but now I'm about to prove you wrong. Go ahead and come on mommy's dick. Stroking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. dives into that pussy like I'm swimming in the pool. She reaches her climax and squirts all over her strap. I slowly pull out, place a kiss on her lips, and say, "Okay, Daddy, we can go to sleep now." That's it.
Lord. Teddy.
Yo.
Teddy. You all right? You okay over there, bruh?
I'm good. Are you?
Man, I'm a little sweaty over here.
I'm just like, oh my. Jesus.
Oh. I think I'm a little too young for this conversation.
I know, right?
No, don't you feel too young?
I feel like I'm going to have to go to bed.
All I'm going to say is, get that book.
I want that book.
Say, get the book. Whenever you release it, let me know. I will promote it. I'm going to support that. I might get two or three of them, but I might. That was awesome.
Thank
you. That was real awesome. And I'm not going to lie to you. I don't tell people stuff is awesome if it's not awesome. I'm going to say that was awesome. And we're going to make sure you get on the best seller. We're going to make sure of that.
Thank you.
So what are your dreams? What are your goals for? Because after listening to this, we need to know your goals and your dreams. Like, what's going on? Like,
well, my dream is to be a good top writer, an author. But my goals, being a writer, isn't really at the top of my goals. Towards the end, I would like to become a SWAT shop shooter once I get out of the military. So that's my primary goal I'm trying to reach. But being an author would just be more of a hobby for me. So, yeah.
Hello. Hey, you got any more questions for me? You need I'm just tongue-tied over here.
I don't know what to ask right now. My mind is just blank right now.
Oh, I think you don't have nothing to say? Oh, breathing
quiet,
hard,
man.
You know.
I'm speechless right now.
I'm speechless too, Miss Unique. Lord, please.
Lord,
please,
that's me, Jesus.
Please support this woman, this incredible writer, incredible poet. She is going places. At the end of the show, I allow her to tell you exactly how to get in contact with her. But until then, we're going to go on to the topic, which is how important is sex in the relationship. So, Miss Unique, how we do things over here, pretty much everybody will have a chance to tell their opinion, and then we'll let the callers call in and, you know, let them tell us how they feel about it as well. But I want to go with you first. Like, give me your input. Tell me how you feel about sex in a relationship.
Well, for me, sex is not that important. It plays a part, but it's not like what primarily drives my relationship. Overall personality, affection, how they treat me, things of that nature would take precedence. Even if the sex is bad, that's something that can be worked on, you know. So sex is not on the top of my list in a relationship.
Okay. So, Teddy, give me your input.
My input is this. It's important, but it's not that important in a relationship to me. You know, if I get it, I get it. I don't. It's not the main thing to do on my to-do list. You got to have, you know, that conversation, that intimacy. You can just, like, be cuddling, and that's all you get. I'm happy with that. You know, you got to be one with your partner. You can't, it ain't all about that. But sex, it plays a major role, but not the main thing in the relationship.
So, do you think that, put it like this, do you think that you have to have sex to maintain a healthy relationship?
I mean, really, in my case, no. sex don't make the relationship. It's a plus. It's a beautiful thing, but it doesn't make the relationship.
Okay, what about you?
Sex doesn't make the relationship. It contributes to it, but it shouldn't overall drive your relationship at all.
Well, me personally, being able to have a healthy relationship, two people must be, I don't care what people say, two people must be connected sexually to maintain a healthy relationship. Now, you don't even have to have sex with me physically. You can mentally blow my mind away, mentally make me have a menstruation, which is what I call it, a mind-blowing orgasm. Like, to me, mentally giving me an orgasm is the best orgasm that ever is. You don't have to have sex with me physically to make me bust. You know what I want to say.
Yeah.
Maybe I have kids, I'm like, but, you don't have to touch me, you know. But sex is important. You don't have to touch me at all. You can just give me some killer mind sex, you know. But you know, intimacy is definitely an important plot, because what's going to happen is if you can't please a person mentally, you know, physically is not reliable for them. But if you can't please them mentally, somebody, you know, they're gonna get bored. They're gonna get tired. You know, I think a person deserves to be fed mentally. You know? That mind sex is awesome. Have you ever had mind sex?
Yeah, I think somebody has made love to me mentally before.
Yeah, doesn't it feel awesome? What about you, Ted? You ever experienced somebody giving you that mental orgasm, that masturbation? You ever experienced that before?
I've experienced it, and I've done it. If I can make love to her mind, I can sure as hell make love to her body.
Man, I'm just talking like, I got to be attracted to your mind for me to be attracted to your body.
Mm-hmm.
So sex got to be in the play, and play some type of way. Because a girl needs to be pleased, you know what I'm saying? We need that.
Yep.
We need that. Because, you know, sex, mentally or physically, makes you feel like you're wanted, you know?
Yeah,
when,
true.
When the other partner is, like, really expressing themselves on your canvas, you know, their tongue or their strap or their finger or however else they use, whatever they use to please you physically, you know, it's not going to be good if the man ain't in it. So, you know, at the same time, you're getting both. You get a 2-for-1 deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Buy one, get one free.
Right.
You know, it's just important. It's just real important to me. It is. That poem you just made, I'm going to need you to write that down.
They put that in my inbox.
Yeah, put it in my inbox, girl, so I can promote that. That is just awesome. They gotta hear it. I'm gonna promote this episode. They need to hear this. Oh, it sounds different. But you know, I've been following you, you know, on Facebook, and I've been reading your poems, and you know, I think you actually submitted this one to me, and I read it, but it was like, it was good on paper, but it sounds even better listening to you say it. You know, listen to somebody actually read it to me, and the way you read it is like, it was awesome.
Thank you.
I think they need to read that on porn, like on pornos. Like, it was that good. They need to make a movie out of that play. I mean, out of that porn, girl. That was
awesome.
Real
porn. Like, oh my, like you was there.
Yeah,
what happened
like
in
the building?
Shoot, something like that happened to me. I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I know. You know, we old over here. Gotta have blood pressure going up. I know, right? So, what are some things that you will not do during sex? I want to know what are some things that your partner betting that do during the sex with you? So you need to tell me some things that your partner betting that do with you.
Like I've seen this a lot of times where, you know, when they get ready to strap up and they get ready to, you know, go in and you kind of draw, they like to spit on their hand and put it down there. You better not never do that.
Oh, no. Now, what is the
breath stink like? I know. Like, what if you got some stanky shit mouth and you finna put all that down there and, you know. I don't do the anus. I don't do anal penetration. Don't even think about it. I don't eat ass. I will not eat ass. I put that out there. And I don't do threesomes. That's no during sex. And that's about it. I think that's just a few of my pet peeves that I would never do during sex.
Lord, I will. That spit on the penis, that just don't sound right. That sounds real funky, especially after some pizza or some chillings or something. That smells, that probably smells terrible going to pizza. You know. But, Teddy, tell us some things that you would never let your partner do to you sexually.
You took the words right out of my mouth. All of what she said, you bet that never do to me. We're going to have some issues. No, you do everything but that.
But spitting on the penis. On the
I'm a smacker.
Well, with KC, some things that a woman better never ever do to me. She better not ever save her. Who spread them eagles? What? Boo, get on your back. What? That's measure. You get on your back. Okay.
What?
Don't you ever come to me with no strap on, saying, "Boo, let me get it in. Let's tango." No, you would not be sticking that nasty, dirty strap inside of me. I do not play with toys. I'm too grown for toys. I do not like sexual toys. I don't even like the fingers that look like toys. I don't even like. Ain't no bees. I don't want nothing sticking in my booty. That is an exit only. That is an exit only place. Don't stick nothing in my booty. That's nasty. And, you know, sometimes, look, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just don't like the nasty stuff. You would never pee on me. You would never, you know, take a dump on me. You would never do nothing.
Oh, God.
No, Teddy, like, real talk, some women love that. They love the golden showers and they love the Dutch ovens. Like, some women really do love that.
That's them.
You would never bring an animal to bed. Threesomes, I'm sorry with you, you need to bring a woman to bed. That's awesome. You know, especially if it's, you know, if it's Sanaa Lathan, you know, Gabriel Union, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, definitely, I'm not into all that bestiality. Don't bring no puppies and stuff to bed. Tell me something, let's get it in. I don't have sex with children. That's a no. So nobody under the age of 25 better even be in my box talking about you trying to holler because you're a baby to me. I don't want you. It's just a lot of things. I'm very picky when it comes to sex. But when it comes down to me pleasing a woman, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no limitations when it's with me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
You know, you don't never have to worry about, you know, not being pleased with me. Because if you want it, I got it. Straight up. You know, I'm a pleaser. And, yeah, y'all nasty. Oh, you talking? That Lord, that porn got me heated.
Oh, Lord. Bro, go take a cold shower. Go take a cold shower.
No, I'm going to need a bath after hearing that. So what is your opinion on women that use a lot of makeup?
Look like a clown to me. Look like Bozo the Clown's little sister, so I'm walking around. It's not attractive. I think natural beauty is beautiful, you know. Why do you need makeup? For what?
Well, that's right. Do you wear makeup? of any kind?
No. I wore makeup one time to get a photo shoot with my kids, and that was it, and I took it right off when I was done.
Okay. So you, so Teddy, do you prefer natural versus makeup? Which one do you prefer?
I like natural, but if a woman decides to wear makeup, she better know how to put on the makeup. You know, don't put on a whole lot that you look like Bobo the Clown's little sister, or worse than a dragon. You know, because I tell you quick, you need to take that mess off, because you're not going to go nowhere with me looking like that. I don't even care if it's to the corner, so, oh, no, 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 you got to wipe it off.
I know, that's right. Well, for me, whatever a woman desires to do, if let her do what she do, because I'm not trying to change who she is. But like Miss Unique say, I prefer natural beauty over makeup any day. You know, you don't have to tack on the whole case of makeup, the eyeshadow, all that stuff to be beautiful. You're beautiful, you know, who God created you to be. You know what I'm saying? It's not, it's, to me, it's nothing wrong with a little eyeliner. Okay, that's basic. Like the basic, the lip gloss or whatever, lipstick or, you know, but when you have to cut, shade the whole eyebrow off, I'm thinking the whole eyebrow off, the whole mustache and all that other stuff, and take it back on and draw it all outside, and then your lace front be all outside, it's too much, you know. It's just too much. All that powder, something's packed on, looking like a, I don't know, but it is what it is. You like makeup, wear it, but ladies, tone it down and really embrace who you are, because you all are beautiful. Mm-hmm. If God created you, you are beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's who you are. You don't need all that stuff. Stop having y'all lips looking like, look like you done, like some fried chicken that popped on your lips. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like fried chicken, just look like they dip their whole lip in some fried chicken and got swollen. Some fair stuff, man. Like, come on, like who you are.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know? And before we go to the call lines, I want to know, Miss Unique.
Yeah.
How do you feel about studs to sag their pants?
They better not approach me dressed like that. I prefer my studs to be clean. Wear your pants on your butt with a belt if they're loose, with a nice button-up shirt or something to that extent. But if I see your hang boxers or whatever type of drawers you like to wear, especially the dingy ones I've seen, not attractive.
No. What about you, brother? How do you feel about studs or no labels or family that sag their pants?
That's a no-no. I don't even sag mine. I make sure I pull my pants up. Because if I don't, my mama see me like that, it's a problem.
I know that's right. Well,
I run up behind them and pull their pants down. You want them down so bad, here you go.
Well, for me, you know, me growing up as a grown adult, you know, I don't now. But I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I haven't as youth. You know what I'm saying? I haven't as a baby dyke or whatever. That's what they call us, you know. 21 and all, they call us baby dykes. But what I will tell the younger generation that do sag their pants, it's better things in life. And if you want better things in life, your pants got to come up and you need to wear a belt. That's just real talk. If you want a better job, nobody's going to hire you with your pants down. You might be in the 7-Eleven with your pants down today. You go for your job interview tomorrow, guess what? The same man you ran into with them pants down, he seen you yesterday. He don't want to hire you because he seen you yesterday. You just never know who's going to be in your zone. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, studs, fams, men, I know men probably, I know y'all listen to. So, pull them pants up, you know. Pull them up. They ain't got to be all tight anyway. Just get you a little loose pants or whatever if you don't like them all up on your booty. But just know that people are always watching you at all times. And, you know, it is what it is. You got to do what you got to do. Come on now. They're already looking at us now saying, hey, these some stupid people. You know what I'm saying? Like, they always saying, y'all need to pull them pants up. Y'all look stupid, blah, blah, blah. So let's make a fool out of society and let them know, like, look, we can do better. Just trust us, you know? So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to go to the call lines right now. Ladies, if you want to talk to KC, Unique, or Teddy, or all three of us at the time, please press 1 right now. All your comments, please make them brief. And here we go. All right, we're going to area code 347. Area code 347-957. If you are in the building, please speak. Hello, area code 347. All right. Let's go to area code 480. 480. If you are in the building, please speak. Hello?
What's good?
Hey, how
you good?
Doing?
I'm good. What you doing, brother?
Hey, man, who this?
You don't know who this is, man?
Come on, now, talk to me.
It's King.
King! King.
What's good, everybody?
That's
she's talking about that, ladies.
Y'all hear King on the line.
What'd you say?
How you doing, King?
I'm doing good. I can't. It's hard to hear y'all. I don't know if it's my phone or if it's y'all.
Well, we real low?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you hear me now. Look, don't be doing that on the line and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Man. So, I missed everything Miss Unique had to say, so I'm kind of interested in your work, Miss Lady, because I've been at work and I missed all of the show except for the last 2 minutes.
Huh? She pretty much, King said that she missed the show, and she's interested in knowing what you do. She want to know about you.
Oh, I'm a poet, and working on 3 novels that I'm writing right now, and hopefully by the end of December or January, they'll be ready to hit the shelves. So,
nice.
Oh, yeah, we have to put some cheese on, King.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Oh, yeah. You know
it's nothing. It's going to be that late night slot.
Some folks can't handle the other. You need to go back and listen to the show, because when you hear...
I'm going to, because I've been interested, yeah.
When you hear what she recited, that needs to go on the late night.
Oh, you know I'ma like it. I'ma like it.
But I definitely want to thank you for coming in, King, and talking to us or whatever. We're going to go ahead and get
No problem. You know I'ma always support you, man.
Yeah, I'ma support you too, brother.
All right, y'all. Keep it easy.
All right, area code 860-990. If you're in the building, talk to us. 860. All right, hello. All right, area code 216-456. Talk to me. Hello, area code 216. Yep. Hello?
Yeah, what's good?
What's good? How you doing?
All good in the city. I got a question.
Okay.
What y'all think about these thugs with these husbands?
Huh? Okay.
What's up with the studs with the husbands? Why they ain't letting go?
You said the studs with the husbands.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot of them out there.
Man, you know what it is, man, that's just like the wives. That's just like a straight woman with the husband. They don't want to let go. They probably support them. They probably, the ding ding probably too good for them to let go. You know, they don't want nobody else with them. They
right.
Still in the closet.
Okay, I got a better one for you. What about these studs? What about 10 kids talking about they don't like penetration?
Oh, shit. But those are just the ones that don't want to keep it 100. I feel like this. If you like penetration, you need to let somebody know. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real. Shit. No, don't put all us at risk. You feel me? Like, you know, if she doing, and then I do, man, I don't have sex with 1,300 men. You feel me? That's just nasty. But, you know, it is what it is. That's what she want to do. I just feel like to that stud that's dealing with all them people, you need to let people know before you get sexually active with them. That's just real tough.
Okay, what about the femme by day, dyke by night ones?
You said what?
What about the femme day, dyke by night ones?
The same way with the stud, this getting big down by all them dudes. Keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Keep it 100. You know, I mean, you know, they still a part of the LGBT community to be the bisexual, you know, support them too. But there's a difference between being real and letting people know what it is and sneaking around, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it 100. Mm-hmm. That's all. Ain't nothing else you can do but keep it 100. You know, if you like dick or whale, you know, I say you still my friend. You feel me? I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I support you, whatever. But I want to thank you for coming on. She's on radio. We're going to go ahead and get to the next call right quick.
All right.
All right. We're going to talk to 803-218. Are you in the building? Hello? 803? All right. This is what's going to go down now. Anybody that's interested in seeing Pretty P, Caution, King Kales, SQ the Truth, Dookie, Chad the Great. All right. All those sexy entertainers, August the 3rd through the 5th. I need you all right now to press the number one. It's time to win those tickets.
Ticket time, y'all.
Yeah. It's time to win those tickets, baby. So if you are trying to win Sheep Prize tickets 2012, August 35th, Richmond, Virginia, 22 entertainers, free buffet, all you can drink. If that is what you're trying to do right now, I need you to press the number one button right now. Come on, win these free tickets. They easy to win, baby.
I just pressed one. Can I win?
Well, are you gonna be available August 3rd to 5th?
I will go AWOL for them tickets.
Oh, damn.
Well,
you're gonna go AWOL, man.
Well, in that case, if you can answer this question. First of all, let's see if anybody can answer this question first. And if nobody can answer the question, I will give you a chance to win. All right. Let's go back down the line. Area code 347-957.
Yeah. Hello?
How you doing?
So far, so good. I was going to ask you, how would I donate money to your show?
You said, how could you donate money to the show?
Yeah.
You can go on www.shezone.org.
I don't have a pin on me. Can y'all email me the way to do that?
What's your
2flc@gmail.com.
All right, hold on for one more second. I'm gonna have to let's see. Anybody got a pin? I don't know why I don't have a pen on me. That's crazy. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to write into my comment box. It's going to take 1 second. Then I can write it down and send you an email right quick. Okay, what is the answer?
It's NY, the number
NY.
Two, the number two, F L C. At gmail.com.
Okay, let me say that again. NY2
The number two, FLC?
Yes.
Okay, NY2, FLC. And you'll be getting an email from sheep.zone@gmail.com. All
right.
Thank you so much. All right, 803-218. Are you here? Hello? All right, they hung up. Let's try 860-990. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, listen, man, I can't even do that to you. I won them last night. This is Susan.
Sure
I won them last night. So give someone else a chance. Enjoy. I just been enjoying the show, sitting back and listening. I'm one of them old school lesbians, so you enjoy yourself, man. And I can't do that to you. I have to be honest. I won the tickets last night. I'm just going to sit back and listen.
I thank you for being a continued supporter.
You're welcome.
I really do.
You're welcome,
and is there anything you want to touch bases on? We got two more minutes, so you want to ask us a question or?
No, I'm just saddened because I didn't get a chance to listen to you, Miss Unique. I really wish that I had heard her because I'm also an erotic poet, so I really wish that I would have heard her.
What you can do is I'm going to post the link right after the show. We're about,
right.
about to end the show right now, and that way you
okay.
can listen to it. Trust me, you're going to love her work. Her work is awesome.
I'm sure I will, and bless, sister, bless.
Thank you so much, and you have a nice day. I see you in August.
All right, yes, you will, man. Later.
All right, thank you. All right, ladies, this has got to the time where it's time to tell everybody goodbye. Before we do, I want to thank Teddy for coming on here and being an awesome co-host. I want to thank the ultimately talented Miss Unique for just being awesome and supplying those great words. And oh yeah, that poem, girl, that was just off the chain. That's all I gotta say. And all I gotta say, it was awesome. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Before we go, I just want to get your, I want to tell everybody how to get in contact with you so they can. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, you can reach me at my page. It's called Miss Unique, M-S Unique, U-N-I-Q-U-E. You can reach me there. My actual Facebook profile, you can't find me by just typing me in. So if you go and like my page, I can add you from there.
All right. And do you have Twitter or anything like that so people can get in contact with you?
Say again?
Do you have any Twitter, any other social networks or email?
They can reach me through my Gmail account, which is lyricallydivine@gmail.com.
All right, ladies, y'all heard how to get in contact with Miss Unique. You all need to get in tune to her. Y'all need to add her on Facebook. Y'all need to get ready for her new book because y'all already heard just a little snippet. It is going to be off the chain. And that's how it's going to be. So, what it is, I want to thank everybody for coming out again, and I want to thank Miss Unique, Teddy, and I love you all. She's on radio, and good night.